Just like that, we are back. How's it going? As always, Nate Mumford, Director of Sales Engineering here at RCS, alongside Don Newberry, our Acquira specialist. Here today to continue our Acquira Back to Basics series. We already covered how to add a client, and now we're going to talk about how to add a contract. Just reviewing all the great stuff we have with Acquira, because, you know, I have a little secret that I might share or not share here, Don, about Acquira. I can't be too specific because I can't reveal too much, but there's some exciting things going on the pipeline in regards to Acquira, some exciting features. And of course, if you ever want to see past videos, we have a full archive for you on our website over at rcsworks.com/rcs-live. There it is. Looking for it to pop up over there. That's a full archive, over 150 videos of how-tos, tips and tricks. And that's across all of our products, not just Acquira, but you have Zeta, G Selector, Audio Display, Revma, RCS News, of course, Zeta Cloud, and some teasers in there too from NAB this past year for a lot of our RCS cloud operations. And we will have some of those videos as well online for you. Again, through all of our socials, we have LinkedIn, we have Facebook, Twitch. What else is there? Something else in there too. But anyway, let's dive right in. Any questions? We have Dawn here, the specialist in Acquira, to answer your questions for you too. So we're live in real time. Any questions, let us know. But as I said, Dawn, so we're kicking off our Acquira Back to Basics series just to review all the great things that Acquira can do. And so we've already at this point in time have added a client. Again, that video is over on our archive, rcsworks.com/rcs-live. And now we're working under the traffic and contract section, right?
That's right. Hey, Nate, how you doing? Thanks for that. Yeah, we're going to look at contracts today. Contracts are found in the traffic module, and you'll see those on the screen. This is my list of my contracts. I have it customized. You can use it, customize it per user. I like to sort mine by active and inactive, but you can kind of do that differently. You can pull any of those columns in to sort it by, say, advertiser and so forth. So that's based on user customization. This is just a quick view of how you can customize your view of your contracts. If you want to pull something out, you can. And if you want to add something, you can do that as well. And that would be your user setup. Also have an advanced search. So I can initially get this screen in the quick search. Advanced search. If I want to see something additional and I have some filters set up, I can go and see contracts that were entered on this date. So there's a couple of ways to search.
And those filters, can you save those filters there? So like if you have, let's say, an ongoing kind of workflow, you can kind of have them docked there?
You can. You can actually put in the filters that you like, or there can be shared filters. And then maybe if you want to use one as a default, like if I check this as default, now anytime I come in to the quick search into contracts, I'm going to first see on my screen all the contracts that are active for this station.
And it's probably important to note here, Dawn, too. So like, for example, this window, we're always working in contracts. So if there's a normal go-to, we want you to have a quick filter, have the fields there, save the layout type of thing. So these are ways where if you're finding yourself working in this window, really customize this. There's tools in here to customize this. And of course, if you always forget, like, oh, Dawn, I totally forgot, how do I add a quick filter? Of course, you can always reach out to RCS support. We're always here to help you answer those questions as well. So sorry, Dawn, keep going.
Oh, that's cool. You'll see up here at the tops what we call direct reports. So if you want to see the air times for a certain contract, you can just click on that particular contract, and then you would see something like this. These are all the spot times that are scheduled for our particular contract. If you want that confirmation for that contract, you can also just pull it real quickly from here.
And those, of course, PDFs, we can export those out of Acquira?
Yes. Yes, we can do that. So if you want to add a new contract, we're just going to hit that new little icon, that new little piece of paper. You're going to see the contract number based on your settings that you, the way that you customize your database on the initial setup. You can have Acquira just automatically assign that. You can allow users to type in something in addition, or they can just, you can have them add an individual contract number. Whatever your settings are, you can do that. the oops, and nothing like live. let me plug in real quick. I just noticed that it flashed at me, but you know, live is live.
The beauty of radio, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to choose my advertiser, and again, this advertiser has been set up in the clients that we did the last time. And once you choose that, all that information from the client will auto-populate. This particular advertiser happens to have an agency assigned to it, so it allows you to choose that if you would like to do that. These fields auto-populate. If you had salespeople or other users entering contracts and you don't want them maybe to change the product and have the ability to do that, you could just give them read-only to this, and it would be grayed out like this field, and they couldn't change it.
And these are also kind of act as an override, right, at the contract level, just in case there's anything different from the overall client, right?
Right, exactly. Here in the description field, it's going to automatically populate with the advertiser name, but you can overtype that however you want to. If you can delete the entire thing and put what you want, order number, you know, and these particular fields here are not mandatory, but if you have an order number, PO number, you could use that field for anything that you wanted to put in there. You can do that.
And remind me, Dawn, and I know for Zeta and for G-Selector, there's areas where you can put required fields in. Does Acquirer have the required fields when you have to save a contract?
Yes. If I was going to save this and I don't have a rate card that is required, you would get a message that said, hey, you got to choose a rate card.
So there's ways of simplifying this with a lot of, you know, a bunch of users. You can have essentially the auto-populates information, it's read-only, or you can have certain information that is required. And if they don't define that, you can't save the contract.
Exactly. Perfect. And I can use that field. For the rate card, if you have multiple rate cards in your system, and if you're a sales rep, whatever rate card you have access to, and again, that's in the customization, they'll be able to choose that. If you only have one rate card in your entire database, then that's going to default just as the version would. And you'll see there's drop downs in these. If for some reason you wanted to change the sign date, you could do that as well.
Nice.
This is an important item, the spot format. We have three different kinds: monthly. And this is going to dictate how your spot line grid is laid out. If I chose monthly, it would be the entire month, June the 1st through June the 30th. I'm going to defer to weekly here because that's just a pretty standard, and that just gives you each week. This allows you to choose if it's fixed. Fixed means that cannot move. If I'm in the log and I want to move Monday to Tuesday and it's fixed, I can't do that. Movable is just that. I can move if there's two on Monday. I could move them to Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever day. And then this is what's kind of a standard as well here for us in the U.S. We call it flexible. I call it rotators. It just allows you to put in rotators, and we just default to that. And again,
those are custom too, by the way. Those X, F, and M's, those are all custom short names.
These come standard, but you can choose which ones you have access to. Yeah. And then, of course, the billing frequencies, if that needed to be changed. Here's the sales rep. You'll see that this has a discount of 15% because that defaulted from the client. But if I needed to change that for some reason, I could do that on the contract level. Here's attributes. If you have seen any of our other Facebook Lives, or if you've taken the Acquire Academy, you'll know that attributes are something that you get to put in for your system. Maybe things that aren't inherent when you get it installed. Maybe you want to put in client notes. Maybe you want to know what type of account this is. So these will be available. You can have different types set up. Then we get to the summary tab. And of course, once you save this contract, this will be just that, the summary of how many spot, the start and end date, how much revenue is for spots or charges. If there are any warnings. So if you put this in and saved it and your avails did not have any issues, and we'll look at that in a moment, but now there is, you go back into this contract and now there are avails issues. You would see previous is empty because it was fine, but now you would have the warning icon to let you know that there is a problem.
And that's, of course, like an invoice or something, right? As we're ongoing on the length of the client and the contract, there could be, let's say, a missed bill, which is why the previous versus current comes into play.
Right, right. So we're going to put in the spot lines, and it's going to default to the first full week, but you can certainly change that here in the calendar if you'd like to. I'm going to put this in for 4 weeks. You can do it that way, or you can use the calendar here and choose that. Mm-hmm. Week on, week off. If you want to alternate weeks, I would have 1 week on, 1 week off. You can certainly do that. Here's the type of spot you're going to book. So based on your setup, whatever you have available on that rate card you chose is what can be selected. I call my spots, my commercials, just regular. So I'm going to choose that. And again, any fields, you can have those locked down. Here is break position. If this were to be first, second, we have multiple break positions that can be selected. We have quite a lot if you happen to sell that way. But I'm just going to let this one go to any. I'm going to override the default and put this in as a 60.
Okay.
Now the stations, I'm going to choose multiple stations. I can actually choose multiple stations for this one spot line. I don't necessarily have to have a contract for each station, or I don't have to have a spot line on a contract for each station. I could book all three here on this one. When I talked about avails warnings, once you select a station, mm-hmm. you'll get this. This is like the traffic light. Green is go, yellow is take
Heads
a look.
Up.
Yep, and red is you are oversold, and you can hover over that to see what station it is and what that means. Here I can still book on these avails, and I'm going to use the, I'll put in two. So here I've booked two per day. I can still book these. If I'm booking day specific, it will still allow me to book these on those days. You can drop down in here. And I like this feature. You get to see where each spot is for each station. But if I were going to book flexibles, those rotators that I talked about, mm-hmm. and I might go here and this is Monday through Friday, run anytime you can, 12A to 6A, any day you can. And I put a 7 in here.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's going to distribute those across these days.
Ooh.
You'll see and here.
Just to review that, Dawn, so you notice that she highlighted Monday through Friday, put 2, which put the insert value of 2 in each one of those cells versus highlight Monday through Friday, make it X for the variable, and then put the number value in total books to have Acquira then plot right. out all of those spot lines.
Right, exactly.
Right, and Josh?
And you'll see here that it did not book anything on Monday with flexible because in Acquira in global settings, you can set it up to have a percentage of flexible go to the red days and the yellow days. And I happen mm-hmm. to put nothing for my red days. So that's why. And then
go on. I'm sorry. Keep going.
It distributes them and it'll try to distribute them evenly, horizontally and vertically, randomly throughout. Each week, you'll see how they change. So Acquira looks at it and goes, this week they're on here, and so forth. Then if I want to just quickly put in 2 a day in the main day parts, I can book these 2. I've now done that for all 3 stations. If I want to put in some rotators here for midnight for all 3 stations, I can do that. Or if I want to do weekends. So I put all of that information for 3 stations onto one spot line, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And notice the breakdowns, obviously. So you visually speaking, looking top to bottom, you have the numbers there. We have all the fields on the right-hand side to do that. Mm-hmm. Nice job on that sale, by the way.
Yeah, you should see my collections. Yes, that's going to give you that information of the rate card total, the average rate between the 3 stations. You can override that rate and put something in here as well. So that's the spot line. The charges are just going to be that, a basic charge. If this mm-hmm. were package billing and say I put those in at no charge and I mm-hmm. wanted to now bill them, you know, $1,000 on this station for that, I can do that as well.
And this is like a live advertising package, right? Where if I have a live remote, I would have essentially some talent fees associated with the actual spots that run.
Right. You could certainly do that.
Yep.
And say this is the charge for that.
And there's a whole, we can do an entire section on that too as well. And as Dawn was hinting at earlier, you know, we have past videos on this in our archive, rcsworks.com/rcs-live. Or we also have the RCS Academy. That's one of the few paid add-ons that we have. But if you're a brand new user and acquirer, it goes through all of those workflows and scenarios. It's a really, really helpful tool. You can check that out over at academy.rcsworks.com. Sorry, Dawn, keep going.
That's okay. And real quick, because I know we're running out of time, there's a lot of tabs to go through, but one mm-hmm. of the most important is the media. Mm-hmm. I still call it cart numbers, but if you want to now attach on that contract the media that's going to run in the media tab, you can select which one you want. I'm going to use this one here. If you want to restrict it, there's a lot of ways to restrict the spot from running if you do have multiple stations, but Aquara is going to defer to whatever's on the spot line. So if you didn't want to adjust any of these, you don't have to. It's just going to look at that spot line and say it only runs this particular time. Mm-hmm. But if you have different types of media, because this spot line was pretty busy and had a lot of different day parts, if you have different media for each of those different day parts, you can certainly handle that here on a line.
Again, like overrides, right? You start with the client is the basic information. As you keep going along the workflow, Aquara gives you those overrides depending on how you want to interpret them.
Right, exactly. And then if I did have a spot here, and this is just a quick little tip, and I see when I picked it that the end date is old, but I want to revive it, I can just click here really quick. I can go into media. Mm-hmm. I can change that end date. And that's going to update. And I will be ready to go with that.
And by the way, if you look at the navigation at the very bottom, you can just go right back to your contracts.
Right, exactly. And I can save it. And I'll do that for these purposes. So that we can wrap this one up, because I know you got me on a time limit, Nate.
I know. Let's go in and out.
Yeah. So that's the basics of the contract. Like I said, we could go into a couple of the other tabs on another RCS Live. Yeah.
And those spot lines too, obviously you can tell Dawn was working inside of those spot lines. So if you want to move or adjust, whatever it is, you can kind of see I have 10 spots. I'm going to tell Aquara where those 10 spots are going versus here's 10 spots. Here's a date range. You plot them and rotate them accordingly. And you could always override and adjust those numbers as well.
Right. I like this. You can go down here. And if I need to move these, mm-hmm. I could just go in here. And now maybe I'm going to put these two here and take these two out. And it's still going to adjust that number if I want. So it's a really cool way to kind of go in instead of having to cancel the contract or the spot line.
Absolutely. So we'll have more of these videos coming up. I might have teased a little bit, and there's exciting things coming on the horizon for Aquira, if only if it involved, I don't know, something like a live log or, I don't know, payment stuff. That would be nice, right? Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice? That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
You're curious, if only Dawn was here to answer your questions for you, you can reach out to Dawn with all of your questions, comments, and concerns. And we'll have another series coming up too, the Aquara Back to Basics. We'll talk about some reconciliation. We'll also have some invoicing in there as well. So pay attention to all of our socials for the next time. We'll host that probably in 2 weeks from today, Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern time. We're always live, part of the RCS Live series. One final reminder, don't forget, our archive, rcsworks.com/rcs-live. That's our full RCS Live archive, over 150 videos of how-tos, tips, and tricks like this one right here. Dawn, thank you so much. We'll see you in a couple weeks, okay?
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye, everybody.